We're in a big tent in a park.
We are, not just because it's summer.
Not just because it's summer, no. We are at the British Podcast Awards, just a few moments away from it starting. Well, we are up for this award. We're very excited about it.
Yeah, we're up for Best Entertainment. Who'd have thought we're entertaining, Martin?
Certainly not me. Right. There's lots to talk about. The reason we're recording here is because we're actually here in person with each other for the first time in ages. Lots to talk about Eurovision-wise, and we're going to give you a bit of an idea, really, of the atmosphere here in London for the British Podcast Awards on this episode of
Nullpois.
Nullpois is shameful.
Nullpois is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpois is no fun.
Welcome to Nullpois, the Eurovision fan podcast with myself, Martin.
And myself, Laura.
And we're into an Aperol Spritz.
Yes, we're reminding ourselves of Turin times, aren't we?
We are, having a very nice £9 Aperol Spritz.
All right, Martin, we're in London now.
Yeah, we're in the big smoke now. We just enjoyed the podcast awards, the British Podcast Awards. We didn't win anything, of course.
No, of course we didn't.
But we had a very nice time. It was a very nice event, and we've just come for a little drink afterwards, so we're going to go and get some food later. But we thought we'd bring you in an episode because we are here together.
Yes.
And there's lots to talk about Eurovision-wise. Just before we get on to that, though, Cress, because we do need to talk about some of the Eurovision news, what was the main thing that we came away with from the podcast awards?
Yeah, we should talk about it a bit, but yeah, the main thing we came about was a cushion.
We got a cushion. So everybody who was nominated for an award got a cushion with their logo on. And they were all there and we thought they won't have done a cushion
for us. You know, this is how lowly we think of our award, especially Martin. They said on it, all nominees have a cushion. And even though they said that, Martin was like, oh, they won't have ours. We were nominated, Martin.
And we really do have a cushion. The problem is now we have to fight over who gets custody of the cushion.
Right, okay. So I think it's got to be, we've got to do split custody. So like 6 months you can have the cushion, then I'll have the cushion next 6 months.
That's how you want to do it? You don't want to do like a competition?
I mean, yeah, I want to go. Yeah, fine, if you want to do a competition.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Permanently having it?
No, I suppose not.
See?
Right, well, Bagsy having it for the first 6 months.
All right, then, yeah. Well, you know what'll happen? I'll never get it now.
I'm telling you now, you're getting that cushion.
Okay.
You're getting that cushion 6 months from now.
If you do want to see pictures of it, I'll put it up on our Twitter and on our Instagram as well. Because it's really, like, I know it sounds weird that we're talking about this and it's a cushion, but we weren't expecting it, and it's the first bit of merch we've ever had for our podcast, so it looks really cool, and they've done a really good job of it.
They have done a really good job of it. No one ever expects a cushion, I would say, at an awards ceremony.
No, it's the first cushion I've had at an awards ceremony, but there you go.
But maybe not the last, probably the last.
Yeah, probably last, yeah.
Okay, much to discuss on the Eurovision front. I think we can probably get into that now, and Cress is trying to unlock my phone. Would you like some help here? No, it's all right. It's... just doesn't recognise. There we go. There you are. Right. What information do we have to chat about then?
Yeah. So we're a bit late coming to this because we recorded our episode early and then this one a bit late to fit in with the podcast awards. But yeah, the big news. It's funny because the last episode we were talking about it going to Canada. Well, funny enough, while we were talking about that, it then got announced that they're looking into making a Eurovision Song Contest for Latin America as well. So former producers of the event, they're on the hunt for a host city. They're basically looking for like somewhere like Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Mexico, because they saw very high views of Eurovision to host Eurovision Latin America. What do you think of that, Martin?
Oh, I don't know, Cress. I think I've had enough of it now. I've had enough about hearing about different Eurovisions in different parts of the world. I think they should have tried America Vision, realised it was a bad idea, and then just can the whole thing.
The one thing I have to say for it is I do think Latin America will get it more because they've already got a bit of that campiness, a bit of that real like excitement for it that you already see in places like Spain anyway. They've got a bit of a sisterhood there, and I actually think it could be better than America Vision that played it very straight and very dull.
Yeah, it was dull, wasn't it? That was one of the key things about it. It was pretty dull. Somebody wants to give us some food. Hello.
You're right, yeah. Oh, we're okay. Right. Yeah, no, we're fine. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll have more drinks later. It was dull. It was very, very dull. And yeah, maybe Latin America will get it right. Do you think Canada's going to get it right, though? I know we were talking about this last episode, but
no offense to Matty, who we spoke to. No, I don't think
so. Do you not? I think they'll get it more.
I think so. Well, I think what they will get. I mean, Canada's still a very big area, but maybe I don't know. It might be easier to do it than in America, where they've got to compete against these huge shows, and they've got to make it more mainstream because of that. I think Canada could have its own niche, but I'm actually the only that I could see Latin America working compared to those two.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess it's another one of those situations where, for now, that is the news. Digest it and watch this space, really.
Yeah, I think it's worth saying, obviously, that we have this news. It's still going to be a long way off. They don't even know where we'd be hosting it. So it's going to be in the next few months. They're going to be looking at that. And then, obviously, they'll have to set it all up. So a long, long way off, yeah.
Now, Chris and I have been using this time together whilst drinking Aperol Spritz to discuss features for the podcast. And I don't know whether you want to do a little brainstorm now. We've had this idea.
We have indeed. I mean, as much as we know everyone loves trivia time and we're so good at doing it, we love to bring new features. Why are you laughing there?
No. It's been a stellar feature of the podcast.
I mean, it's been a feature of the podcast.
Certainly been a feature of the podcast.
Yep. Indeed, we are looking for new ideas. I think one we are going to do, and we hope you get involved with this, and maybe this is a little pitch for people to send us already their sort of entries for this. We want to do a bit of a Eurovision kind of karaoke, really, don't we?
Yeah, and I think it should be called Euro Terrible Singer.
Yeah, Marta does think that. So basically the idea is that it's us or you. You send us in a little audio clip and it's you singing a Eurovision song badly. We have to stress that. It has to be bad. And then
I'll give you an example.
Oh, okay, go on then.
Here we go.
Wow, and he really shook there when he was singing it. I have no idea what that is.
You want it again?
I dread to say yes, but go on then, yeah. Sounds like Elvis has come back from the dead. No, I don't know.
You didn't get it from that?
It was terrible, Martin.
Okay, well, that's the feature.
Yeah. I know, but no, genuinely, I have no idea what that is when you're doing
it. I'll give you one more time.
No, I don't want to hear it again. Waterloo.
Yes, you see? You only needed it three times.
But I did get it, all right. That was, yeah. So I'm really sorry that you had to be subjected to that three times, by the way. I do apologise. But we'd like to get your thoughts on this. And also, if you want to send in your audio messages, just send it to nullpoorpodcast@gmail.com and send that over to us. And it's, as we said, it's singing terribly a Eurovision song, and then we'll guess it. But, yeah, if you've got anything like that, or if you've got a better idea for the name.
I did have, what was my other idea for the name?
I don't know.
A Eurovision hit, but it's shit.
Yeah, but then we're just swearing every week.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No.
Should we
go into more Eurovision news?
Yeah, if you could.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we should have a little debrief of the podcast awards, I think, briefly, shouldn't we? We should just, you know, because, I mean, let's go first into this story about Benidorm Fest. We were talking about Latin America. Let's talk about Spain. Who I think really pulled it out of the bag this year, don't you think, with their entry, Slow Mo?
It was great for many reasons.
Okay, all right.
No, it was good. They really pulled out all the stops. I feel like they're on the right track and they know exactly what they're doing. A force to be reckoned with for 2023. And it is all decided at this Benidorm Fest. They've been doing that only a little while now, kind of brought it back.
This is only the second time they've done it, yeah.
And they kind of brought it back from an original whole kind of thing that they used to do in the 50s or whatever. So what news do we have on it?
So first of all, it's returning. So they obviously thought it was successful enough to return. And basically, they're actually increasing the number of participants from 14 to 16 because of how successful it was. So they obviously thought, this is really successful, let's get more people in. So there's going to be more people competing.
Is this where people are going with their Eurovision selections now, in that they're going back to putting on a big performance, putting it to the public, rather than letting juries or a production company, a record company, decide without any say from the public?
Well, yes, apart from the UK, who obviously...
Exactly. This is sort of what I'm referring
to.
Although
we came second.
Yeah,
so.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
So I think the thing that this points to, basically, is that there isn't actually one right way of picking a winner or of picking a good entry. It's about knowing Eurovision, right? It doesn't matter who picks it. It's about, I don't know, whoever picks it, knowing what works for Eurovision. And it could be TAP management for the UK. It could be the public for Benidorm Fest. It's just got to be done thinking about Eurovision and with that in its heart, really, rather than being like, oh, it's just a song contest, it's just a way to fill a few hours.
I think it's going to be really interesting to see what Spain come up with this time, and your thoughts on that as well. What is the best way of choosing a Eurovision song? Could be a topic for discussion, or other things you might want to talk about. Do you have a better name for our feature where you sing a Eurovision song terribly? That would be lovely if you could get in contact. There's many ways of doing that. There's email, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's, I can't think of any others, but
that's it. Those
are the ways that you can get in touch, and correspondence to come in just a moment after Cress has said a thing she wants to say about the British Podcast Awards, where we've just been.
I just thought we should. I mean, I know we've mentioned the cushion, and that's very important, but I think it's just worth saying, what were your thoughts on it, Marta? Because we had a bit of a day there. It was very nice and sunny, wasn't it? We got our pictures taken, we got our cushion, we had a sit down, we had a bit of a bit of scoff, we had a bit of drink. I think it was nice to sort of be recognised, even if it was just in a nomination, considering, you know, we were up against some big podcasts.
I genuinely am really, really proud that we got to go to that, and we're just a little podcast, it's just me and you.
Yep.
And we just do it for fun, we don't do it for any money or anything like that, just a bit of a laugh. And the fact that we got nominated alongside some of these really big corporations and companies that are making podcasts with loads of staff and teams of people and loads of money behind them, and we were nominated in the same category as them, makes me really, really proud, and I'm really glad about that. And the reason that that is the case is because of you listening and supporting us, and that's, I just want to say thank you for doing that, because we had a great day and there was some free ice cream.
There we go, that's his acceptance speech.
that's exactly what it would have sounded like had we won anything, but we didn't.
Yeah, but thank you very much to all of you who are getting in touch with us. We've put a lot, obviously, about us being at the awards today. Thank you very much to Mark, who said nice, good luck. Lots as well from Danny, who said, wow, fabulous, best of luck. Steve as well, who said good luck. Thank you so much for everyone who wished us good luck on Twitter and on Instagram. If you do want to check out, we're going to put up pictures, and we've been putting up pictures of us at the awards. We are at Poinul on Twitter, we're Nilpoir Podcast on Instagram, and if you want to get in touch with anything we've been talking about in this episode, by email, we're nilpoirpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you know anybody who is big in the podcast game, just also let us know if they can bung us a few grand.
That'd be great, actually.
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? That'd be nice. Yeah, nice, few little grand. Right, we're off to finish our Aperol spritzes, and then what are we going to do? Get a bit of fodder?
Yeah, a bit of Tucker, I think, yeah.
All right, we'll do that, and we'll explore Brixton a little bit, and we'll see you again on a future edition of the award-nominated... Nilpoir!